Welcome back to Encounter. I'm talking with David Peterka about the ministry that he directs called When the Saints. It's an anti-trafficking organization. So, David, before the break, you mentioned feeling called by the Lord a couple years ago to get involved in working with victims of trafficking. And then the Lord put Malawi on your heart. And then you decided to go take, as you said, a fact-finding trip. Tell us about that trip.
Yeah, we just went for 5 days just to see if something like a rehabilitation center would be needed in that country. Amazingly, we fly in at 2:30 in the afternoon on Sunday, and that evening we meet the director of the Malawi Human Rights Resource Center. Her name is Emma Kalia. We met her for dinner and just wanted to ask her if, you know, building something like this is needed, if she knew of a specific place, you know, maybe in her research where she could direct us to build it. And man, her jaw like almost hit the table, and she looked at us and said, "For the last 14 years of my life, I've been trying to build something exactly like that."
And that's amazing.
Yeah, there's nothing like it anywhere in the whole country. And we just spent the last 2 years doing a countrywide survey on gender-based violence and discovered this one area in central Malawi called Mpunela that has the highest ratings in the whole country.
Really?
And, yeah. And she said, we tried through a bunch of different avenues to try to get funding for something like this. Malawi is now the eighth poorest country in the world. The average annual income is $168 a year. And so to be able to build a facility that would house and counsel, you know, feed, medical, education, everything for girls was just unattainable for them to be able to do that.
What are the trafficking exploitation kind of statistics? And, you know, we have to remember these are people, right? But, I mean, what are we seeing in Malawi?
Yeah, it's difficult to know statistics because there's not a lot of people doing research. But they – I do know
– And a lot of people aren't reporting.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Emma, through the Malawi Human Rights Resource Center, they started it's called a victim support unit, just about 20 minutes down southwest from the city called Mpunela. And they had 3,459 cases of gender-based violence in a 20 by 30 mile area around this place that had the highest ratings of gender-based violence. And so it was just an astronomical number. The average age is like 13, 14, 15 years old for the girls. And because they couldn't do a compassion approach to an injustice, which is helping the people specifically who are suffering, they just listened to the stories of the girls and then tried to do it like a justice approach and bring justice to the men to prevent them from being able to do it continually to other girls.
Right.
And so out of these 3,459 cases, they were able to get 39 of the men into prison for an average of about 2 years.
Okay, that's prison in Malawi, right?
Right, yeah. It's called IHL, intentional hard labor is what they call it.
Does not sound good. So when you use the phrase gender-based violence, we're talking about what range of behaviors?
It's anything from abuse, sodomy, they call it defilement, rape, all of those things.
But also slavery.
Yeah.
I mean, there's kidnapping involved here and there's trafficking, what we call trafficking, right?
Yeah, I was there last summer for 2.5 months, and it was crazy because I had interviewed probably a dozen different organizations throughout Malawi, just really reaffirming what Emma said, if it is true, and just seeing if it is a need and kind of developing relationships and partnerships. Yeah, in no way do I want Win the Saints to come over there and just be this American ministry trying to implement, you know, all the things that they think are the solutions, but really just partnering up and teaming up with locals because they know how to help themselves way better than we would, you know,
coming
from halfway around the world. And yeah, sure enough, everything was confirmed, but I just felt kind of this imbalance where we were hearing from all of these people who were trying and wanting to do something to help, but we weren't actually hearing from the people themselves who were actually suffering from the injustices. So I found a local pastor and just asked him, "Hey, like, would it be illegal? Could we get arrested? What if we went?" And I just spoke with some girls like out on the streets. You know, I know that probably the girls in the brothels are hidden and that may be harder to discover. And
is prostitution legal there?
There's no real laws against it.
Okay.
A lot of the police even participate in prostitution. So even, yeah, there's no laws, but even if there were, in some countries there are, you know, in developing nations. And I mean, just because of corruption.
Yeah, they're not implemented.
Right.
But so prostitution, I think what some, the reason I raise the issue of prostitution, because some people don't understand that that in some of the brothels, we in America, we think of prostitution as something that a woman chooses to do. Mm-hmm. Maybe granted she has economic necessity or something, and she's, quote, forced to do it by her need. But we're talking about women that are forced to do it by what we call a pimp here.
Mm-hmm.
But there you're talking about a woman who could have been kidnapped and literally enslaved, and she's working in a brothel.
Mm-hmm.
She's not there because she wants to be there.
Right. Yeah, I didn't run into any specific cases like that. We didn't really go that deep yet. Mm-hmm. We wanted to more get established before we did something, like that, and just get local connections and really have solid relationships, even with law enforcement. So I didn't do specific research or really ask too much about brothels. I mean, they definitely acknowledge that they are there.
Mm-hmm.
But mostly what we saw was just the girls on the street. I met a girl named Gladys who was 15, and she was orphaned at the age of 6, and said, she just told me to my face, she said, if I want to eat in a day, then I have to sleep with men. Mm-hmm. That was her only way of getting income, is just selling her body at the age of 15. And so she just kind of told me the story as to how she had gotten into it and how many men she'll sleep with and how much money she makes. And it was just heart-wrenching.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
Wow. So you said Malawi is the 8th poorest country?
Yeah, according to the World Bank.
Now, is Malawi, are they part of the UN? No, United Nations or?
I think so. I would assume so, yeah.
Okay. So how does One the Saints differ from the other organizations that are there? I mean, it sounds like their emphasis is more on what you call top-down justice,
mm-hmm.
which has its place.
Right, definitely.
Versus compassion approach. So tell us about that.
Malawi, or When the Saints, is definitely set apart because there's nothing like this rehabilitation center in the whole country. There's no ministry. They all have the desire to, but none of them have the capacity to. So it's definitely unique in that way. We also, because we have a facility that we're building, we're in the process of building, that we'll be able to house girls.
Well, go back and tell us that.
Sure.
Okay, so tell us the story.
Totally. Because, it's a great story.
You went, you did research, then what happened?
Yeah. Oh, man. This is my favorite part. So Emma introduced us to the senior chief, the highest level of local authority. It's called the TA, the traditional authority, the highest level of governance, in this area that has the highest ratings of gender-based violence. His name is Chief Zwole. And
they got cool names over there, man. Zwole.
Yeah, and so we met him and talked to him and just said, this is what we're hoping to do. Is this something, that you would like to have to be in the city? And he said, yeah, no way am I proud that this city that I'm in charge of is internationally known for being a place where grown men sleep with teenage girls. The main reason for that is tobacco is the main cash crop that brings in 70% of the income into the country of Malawi. And the central region has the highest level, the most fertile land. And so they have the most amount of farmers that go to this city called Mpunela, which Tia Zwole is over. And these men, there's two tobacco auction floors to the north and south of Mpunela. And so they'll sell the tobacco, have a bunch of money, be away from their families. And that's why it's known for the sexual exploitation there, because they use that money. Many of the men will use that money to sleep with girls. So, yeah, he just said, in no way am I proud of this. I would do whatever I could to change, Mpunela in the face of Malawi. And so he gathered together 62 of the most influential people in Mpunela, and they had this ceremony and invited me and Emma, and we show up on this huge plot of land. We didn't really know what to expect, and so we show up to all of these, these men and women standing on this big plot of land, and he just kind of talked to them for a while and just said, we would like to gift When the Saints, give them 3 football fields worth of land.
Wow, that's awesome.
Just this huge plot of land for free, probably $15,000 or $20,000 worth of land. He just said, we want to do whatever we can to be a part of this project and help you to come and build this facility here.
That's exciting. So all the land was donated.
Right.
That's exciting.
Yeah, and it's 3 minutes just outside of Mpunela to the east.
So right now your goal then is to you need to raise money to build this facility, correct? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we estimate that it'll cost about $125,000 to build. We have blueprints just drawn up 3 weeks ago. I was there in Malawi. and a dormitory and administrative center. We got to put a whole wall around, you know, this three football fields worth of land for protection. And so we've raised $65,000 so far. Mm-hmm. We started last November with a dessert banquet, and in one night we raised $28,000.
Right.
Yeah. And so we're continuing.
So you're about halfway there.
Yep.
Yeah. So you have the plans drawn up.
Yeah.
So really, if you had the funds, you could be over there doing construction now.
Yeah. Yeah. We're starting.
I mean, everything's ready. I mean, you're.
Yeah.
Things are moving.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we just placed an order for 300,000 bricks on Sunday to be compressed and made. It takes a while to dry these bricks out, and they actually build them on the land. And so a lot of the village chiefs want to be a part of it, and they're coming. They want to donate 35% of the bricks to the facility for free.
Now, is this also generating a little economic benefit for the community?
Totally, yeah. We only want to use local workers in the area. Sometimes if you go through a big construction firm in Malawi, then they don't do that. They bring in their own workers. But yeah, we want to benefit the community as much as possible through every step of the way.
Good.
And get
Listen,
them involved.
We're going to have to wrap things up. Why don't you give a website, phone number, email, whatever, people can get more information about When the Saints, and maybe they can have you come and speak, or maybe you get some volunteers, whatever.
Yeah.
So give that information out again, if you would.
Yeah. It's W-H-E-N, whenthesaints.com. And the email is info@whenthesaints.com. And the phone number is 636-346-4392. And my name is David Paterka.
Very good. Yeah, we encourage you to go to their website. There's a video there you can watch. You can get information about David, about the board, about their vision for Malawi. And this is not just the typical mission-type effort. This is a specifically a ministry of compassion and justice for those who have been trafficked, sexually exploited. So we encourage you to pray about your involvement and go to their website and talk to David. Our time's up, David, but it's been a joy to have you here.
Yeah, thank you so much again for the opportunity.
To all of our listeners, thanks for joining us today on Encounter.
Encounter is you and the issues, where the facts and opinions make you an informed citizen of St. Louis. Thank you for your participation. Let a friend know about this talk and issues feature of Bot Radio Network and KSIV. Then join us next time for Encounter.